Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
You have killed this person. You have hit them with your car and killed them. Look.
Are you sure they're okay? Oh my god, they're so stiff.
Oh my god. Oh.
Oh, they already went stiff. They've already had rigor mortis. They're dead.
Oh my god, I can't even feel a pulse. I can't even feel this one either.
Relax, listeners. It's your magic time. Let's get ready for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Ride. Well, we can laugh about everything, make it through anything, belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring, and occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all their friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Butter.
Hello, Cliff.
Butter.
Oh, you did. This show's gonna be like butter.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Butter.
How are you doing,
Kendall? This is a show about butter.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It certainly is. Our writers thought, what should we talk about this week?
Butter. They came up with
butter.
So that's what we are here.
I feel like I've eaten enough butter in my life to know a thing or two about it.
I feel like my body, it has the consistency of room temperature butter. And then you could just like mold it.
It's just moldy.
It's moldy. It's disgusting.
It's moldable was the word I was looking for.
Makes you want to blorch when you see it. Oh, God. Candle.
Cliff, what's your earliest memory?
Of butter?
I'm just kidding. Don't answer that.
My grandfather used to spread butter on saltines and eat them.
Did he really?
Yeah. And
Susan loves to eat butter just in a spoonful by itself. I can't do that.
No. Mm-mm. Peanut butter,
yes.
I can eat a whole can.
Regular butter? No.
Maybe I will. Do you ever have the thought, Kendall, like...
Do we have any peanut butter, Austin?
Austin, you stay, you keep filing. Ever since Crockpot left, Austin's files are backed up.
He's so busy.
He's busy. He's got a lot to do.
He's very angry, too.
He's an angry, busy guy. And he's got Busheltown Community College classes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking, on top of this, who can blame him? But you know what? I like that whenever we see him, whenever he comes in here, he's even keeled. Same kind of guy that mm-hmm. he always is. And I like
same
that
old
about
Austin.
Him.
Unlike us.
We
rage and then we drop and then we go up and then we go down.
Wildly vary from episode to episode.
And Cliff, much like us.
I was going with a thought, Kendall. I was going with
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I didn't. It's so hard for me to distinguish when you're making a thought these days.
Kendall, I just always have lots of thoughts going on at once.
There's so many I can't keep up.
And... First thought is, this is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We're an internet talk show and radio filler program for radio station KBSH.
Ride 99.
Ride 99.
In Busheltown and also online and in your ear. And my other thought was, do you ever have the thought that... I just want to eat a whole big bunch of food. I'll just take a laxative right after that. And maybe I can just shit it all out. You ever have that thought?
Maybe if I eat this whole box of laxative, none of it will absorb and my body will just fly through.
How can it when the next day all you do is just have oil spill?
With that science.
Diarrhea. Science. I don't think so.
I'm going to go ahead and say that doesn't work because I've
why?
Tried.
No. Now, why would bulimics through the years? And we're not advocating that. Don't do it, everybody.
Don't do it. Don't go there.
Do it. Don't go there. For God's sake, don't go there. But don't you think bulimics through the years would not continue to use laxatives if they didn't work, at least most of the time?
Do bulimics use laxatives?
Yes, they do.
I'm not up on all the bulimic talk. I don't know.
That proves you have
I thought
not
they just
tried
did it with vomiting. I didn't know they did it with
no,
laxatives.
No, it's a myriad of ways to get rid of that stuff once it's in your body.
I didn't know that.
Don't do it.
Austin, give me some laxatives.
No. The theme. No. All you've done is talk about diarrhea.
I tried to talk about butter. You won't let me. You were like, I got a thought. I got 12 thoughts.
Whoa. You are screaming my face off. in this studio. And Mr. Snowbottom is over there. You woke him up. You woke him up with that one.
I can't help it because I'm passionate about butter.
You're lucky Mrs. Butter 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 Churn did not have the baby here napping in the other room.
I'm passionate about butter. I want, Cliff, what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Was that butter.
Butter.
Gets a bad rap.
Hey.
Much like us.
Hey, you're right.
Look, but I did. I wanted to tell you.
Tell us.
That there are a few things that are good about
remember
butter.
Remember when you said, tell mama all. I don't remember why.
I don't remember when I said that or why I said it or how I said
it's
it.
A sound clip. Hopefully the CD-ROM that edits our show will insert it here now.
Well, who knows?
Who knows?
Tell mama all.
That cheap-ass program.
When you get something out of a clearance bin at Big Lots.
Butter is rich.
That's rich.
Cliff, butter is rich in the most easily absorbable form of vitamin A necessary for thyroid, adrenal health.
Oh,
see? Butter is good for you.
Will no one think of their adrenal health?
It contains It's important in treating fungal infections.
Come on.
It contains lecithin.
Sure it does.
For cholesterol metabolism. Oh, antioxidants. Cliff, butter is an amazing, amazing thing. People always like, butter, too much butter. Paula Deen, too much butter.
Wow. You have opened my eyes.
I'm glad I was here to do
to
that.
A world
mm-hmm.
of butter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the ways. Oh, gosh. Wow. Listeners, we just have to sit back and take that all in.
Take it in. I got more. It helps with tooth decay even.
Oh, tell us more.
No,
tell me more.
No, I don't want to share too much too soon. I want to save some for the rest of the episode, Cliff.
Too soon, Kendall. This is gold. You don't want to give it all. You don't want to shoot the whole wad.
No.
Here at the beginning
of
the
episode. I don't
want to
do it right up front. Do you
butter?
Have anything to talk about butter, Cliff? What do you got to say about butter?
What have I got to say?
Oh my god, Charles, what the f*** are you doing here?
This one sounds like a really good show, guys. I hate to break it to you, but somebody just left this big box outside, and it's got this letter attached to it.
Does that food in it?
I don't know, it's really big, it's heavy box. Here you go. I don't want to break you on this classic episode, so I'll see you guys later.
I've got many butter tips to talk.
Oh my god, Charles brings me this. What the hell is this clanging?
Oh my god, we have a letter, Cliff.
A letter?
A letter that's attached to this box.
What is in this
box? Maybe this letter is talking about how much they love our show. It says Cliff and Kendall.
Maybe this is a Christmas, belated Christmas gift.
Maybe it says Cliff and Kendall care of Cliff and Kendall Studios, L.A.
It's been sitting at our old L.A. studios for who knows how long.
It's got a forwarding address on. I mean, it's got a forwarding.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's a whole letter.
It's a whole
letter. Oh, my God. Is this a Dear Cliff and Kendall?
I don't know. I'm just going to sit back up here while you read us that entire letter.
Okay.
That's a long-ass
letter. It's a long-ass letter.
Shake the papers.
You hear this?
This box is heavy over here.
Dear sirs, in the enclosed panel.
Got your glasses on there?
No, I do. It's still not helping. In the enclosed parcel.
Okay.
Please find the cremated remains of the late Alan.
Alan? like
frequent
guest star Alan? This box is frequent guest star Alan?
Look, that's frequent guest star Alan's in that box.
You know, finish reading that letter.
I'm sorry. I need a minute.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure you're wondering how I came into possession of your late friend. Let me first introduce myself. I am Cecil Weatherby.
Oh my god.
And I run the crematorium inside the Crown Heights Funeral Parlor in Brooklyn. The tale of your friend's demise were related to me by...
Oh my god, I know this is sorry, listeners. I know listeners are like, where's the butter? But this is... Wow. Alan. Wow.
The tale of your friend's demise was related to me by a woman named... Foxina Carruthers. She runs the cotton candy machine at the Parade Brothers Fun Zone Traveling Amusement Park. It's the cheap carnival that your friend Alan visited, which would ultimately take his life. You see, Alan bought one ticket to the Fun Zone on the last night it was in Brooklyn. He boarded the Ferris wheel late that night, so late most of the Fun Zone patrons had already departed for the evening.
Oh my God, freaking Good Star Alan loved the Ferris wheel.
He did love the Ferris wheel. He talked about it a lot, yeah.
Yeah, he loved it.
And while the Ferris wheel operator was a well-known drug addict who must have stoned off his mind that night because he shut down the big wheel with one person still left on the ride.
Oh my God.
Now, normally your friend would have been discovered the next day when the carnival made it to the next town, but all the rides and things were immediately put into storage, and your friend was locked at the top of a Ferris wheel alone inside a giant warehouse full of carnival rides.
Oh my God.
This is terrible. His body was discovered 3 months later, still at the top of the Ferris wheel, but he had eaten both of his arms off.
Alan.
This is too gruesome to read. He ate both of his arms off before he died.
Oh my God.
At least that's what Foxina Carruthers said when she dropped off his frozen corpse the morning of the day I cremated it.
Oh my God, imagine how heavy this box would be if he'd had his arms.
Oh my God, oh God, this box has him in it? I'm sure you're wondering about his wife and family, but his wife had already moved in with her tennis instructor by the time his family had buried an empty coffin when he was missing all those months, I guess. This is all second or third hand info at best. Anyway, I scrolled through your friend's contacts on his phone, which worked after I charged it. I kept the phone since no one paid for the cremation or the urn, by the way. Sorry, I scrolled through his contacts, and Cliff and Kendall Studios in LA was the closest one to the top that wasn't an adult bookstore. Sorry for your loss, Cecil Weatherby.
Oh my God, this box has Alan's ashes.
This is insane. This is terrible.
This is terrible. Oh my God, we have to stop the butter. This episode has to be...
Butter is over.
This has to be a memorial for Alan, whose remains have been sitting on our stoop in L.A. for who knows how long.
I feel like we should do... Should we, like, do a... Austin!
Austin, come in. Stop the filing. I don't care. Stop it. Stop filing and come in here. Come in.
Uh-huh.
Austin, go. Two things. Dig through the archives. You're going to have to go way back.
All right.
You got to find a clip of frequent guest star Alan. And I don't know how Crockpot had all that shit filed.
Look under A.
And F and G and S. And all of them. Just look through every letter. You got to find it. You got to find it for Alan.
Okay.
And then you need to go find... Remember that song? Be perfect. When we thought Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Potterbutt and Turn were dead.
Uh-huh.
And I sang perfectly One Sweet Day by Mariah. We gotta sing it.
That's what comes
it
to mind when I think of sad things.
We gotta sing it again for Alan.
All right.
We gotta find that song and bring it. We gotta have both of us on the air right
I will.
Now.
Okay.
All right, he's gone.
This is sad. Alan was at my wedding.
Oh my God. Kendall, Alan was ever. Google funeral poems. Google something beautiful.
Okay. Alright, I'm Googling it, Cliff.
Keep Googling, Kendall. Don't stop. It's for Alan. Frequent guest star. He was a frequent guest star.
Oh, he loves to talk about the village that he visited in Africa.
Africa, and he was on so many of those old episodes.
Alright, I got a poem for him, Cliff.
Alright.
I got a poem. I haven't even proofread it. I'm just going to read it.
Well, I hope that it is suitable for the funeral of a frequent guest star.
What delightful guests are they, life and love. Lingering I turn away, this late hour, yet glad enough. They have not withheld from me their high hospitality. So with face lit with delight, and all gratitude I stay, yet to press their hands and say, thanks. So fine a time, good night. And that was James Whitcomb Riley, an American poet from 1849 to 1916.
I'm sorry, Alan. I'm so sorry, to your memory that you have been memorialized with that.
Should I read a different one?
I don't know. You're getting mad at me.
Okay, I got one more.
Write these funeral poems.
I'd like the memory of me to be a happy one. I'd like to leave an afterglow of smiles when life is done. I'd like to leave an echo whispering softly down the ways of happy times and laughing times and bright and sunny days. I'd like the tear of those who grieve to dry before the sun of happy memories that I leave when life is done. That was better.
That was even worse. But
it was better.
Kendall, don't shout at me. Look, we'll just take... we'll go to break.
I'm gonna need a drink.
We'll come back.
Kendall, Mr. Snodbottom.
Alan is dead.
I can't
we'll be
take
right
this.
Back.
But Mr. Snodbottom, I need a drink. I need a beer.
I know this will be hard, but Cliff and Kendall will be right back after the break.
I like to keep fit, but no matter how hard I try, sometimes I have a problem. Constipation. That's when I do something very simple. I take a very special laxative called Doxidan. In this little tasteless capsule are two liquid medicines. One an excellent laxative, the other an effective softening ingredient. Gentle Doxidan. Doctors and pharmacists have been recommending it for years. And they should know. Want to feel fit and back to your old self in no time at all? Doxidan can do it.
You're listening to the fattest hosts around. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall.
Welcome back. Oh, to the horrible funeral for our frequent guest star.
I'm taking this a lot harder than I thought I would. I mean, you know, we're destined to lose people over the years.
He's been missing. I hadn't heard from him in who knows how many years.
I mean, he's just been such a part of the show. He's one of the few people that we've actually, like, co-host the show when I was...
Oh, he had his own spinoff that we tried, the Alan program. Yeah. Here, let's get Austin here. Maybe he found one of the good clip of him. Austin, come on. All right.
Here it is.
All right, here's the clip. Thanks, Austin.
Okay.
Okay, here's the clip. Kendall, you pop that in the thing over there.
Okay.
And, all right, this is a clip. Hopefully a great one of our beloved and late frequent guest.
I just don't even know if I can listen to it.
Maybe.
If you could change one and only one aspect of the U.S. presidential election process, what would it be?
Oh, this is real boring, but
I would
get rid of the Electoral College and make it a one-man, one-vote system.
There you go. Tony, it's not called Kendall's interesting question. Kendall's stupid question. All right.
Well, that was not him.
That was close, but
we're running so late here in the show. We don't have just never mind. He brought another. Here's the other thing he brought. This is a song, Kendall, from when we thought Mrs. Potter Butter Butter turned Mr. Snowbound were dead. We thought they were dead last summer.
Oh, what a dark day.
Whew. That you think about it, sad. We thought they were dead. Oh, it's awful. But anyway, we're just gonna sing about. I think it was beautiful, and unfortunately. It wasn't really, you know, used. It was on the show, but it wasn't used.
You told Austin to put this up for the first available time we could use it.
Yeah, well, I think this is a great... Oh, it's horrible.
It's a horrible time.
But it's an opportune time to use a beautiful and moving performance of mine again.
Well put.
And we're going to sing along with it low in the background for you, and it'll be great. It'll be. Think about Alan when we sing it.
Think
okay?
about him now.
Think about it. And are you thinking about Alan?
I'm thinking nothing but about Alan.
Sorry, I never told you.
I never told you.
All I wanted to say.
I had so much left to say.
I did.
And now it's too late to hold you.
We'll never hold him again.
Cause you've flown away.
I wish I could hold him one more time, Cliff.
So flown far away. Never had I imagined.
I'd never imagined this was gonna happen.
No, me neither.
Living without your smile.
Kendra, maybe you back up just a little bit.
Feeling and knowing you hear me.
Oh,
keeps me alive. Keeps me alive. know you're shining down on me from heaven.
Cloud to cloud.
Like so many friends we've lost along the way. And I know eventually we'll be together one sweet day. I'll see you in heaven. Darling, I never showed you.
Never did show it.
Assumed you always be there.
I never thought I
would. He was here so frequently in the beginning.
I took your presence for granted.
Oh my God.
But I always cared. And I miss the love we shared. I know you're shining down on me from heaven.
Through our tallies, like
so many friends we've lost along the way. And I know eventually we'll be together one sweet day. The sun will never shine the same. I'll always look to a brighter day.
It's gotta be a brighter day. Gotta be.
Lord, I know when I lay me down to sleep.
When I go to sleep at night.
Oh, you will always hear me pray. And I know you're shining down on me from heaven. So many friends were lost along the way. And I know eventually we'll be together
Will. Alan, you will be with us forever. You are forever part of us and part of our show.
Sorry, I never told you.
He'll always be frequently with us.
Oh, forever. Gotta say, that was beautiful.
That was beautiful, Cliff.
That was beautiful.
And I mean, I don't even know how you top that.
I don't know how you do, and it was even more beautiful than when we heard it on the show last time, because the person this time is in this box over here. Alan is in the box over here. Kendall, what are we going to do?
Oh, we gotta put his ashes somewhere.
He loved the ocean. You know how he loved the ocean?
Yes.
You know how he would go on about three things. Ferris wheels, Africa, and the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And he never shut up about either of the three.
And I'm sure he wouldn't want to be anywhere near Ferris wheel.
No.
Since he died.
Since it took his life tragically.
It's too far to go to Africa, so we got to find an ocean and we'll spread his ashes.
We're going
to
spread it in the ocean. We're going to do it. Let's stop the show right now. Mr. Snodbottom, let's stop this show right now so we can go spread these ashes in the ocean.
Let's do it.
Why? He's saying no. Why?
What?
Well,
what is it now?
Sorry for your loss, Buzz. But
I should have our
loss. Continue on with the show, Buzz.
Continue on. Well, then we can continue to record it when we go dump these ashes.
Now, you know, we're contractually obligated to provide these segments here. You gotta do it, Buzz. The frequent guest star, Alvin, he would have wanted it that way.
Alvin? Big
strong Buzz. Alvin. Up, Buzz, like in World War II.
What is he? Oh, Mr. Snodbottom.
Why is he in such a mood? What segments could we possibly... Oh.
What's left?
F-U.
F. Oh, we have to do F-U?
Oh, are you serious? We really have to do F-U?
Oh my God, he's holding up F-U are the first two letters in funeral. Well, I don't find it appropriate.
I don't either.
Now, how close they would be in the
car catalog.
I will
do what I have to do, but they're all... This is for Alan.
Kendall is pissed. This is... Oh, this is my ruin. Alan's funeral. Might ruin it. Can I F you? We got
we're
F
gonna
you
F you, and then we're gonna go dump it.
Quickly, action. Quickly, got some
F you.
Time for some
F you, snod bottom.
Sex tips on the Alan funeral episode. This is terrible. Kendall,
I'll read what they sent me.
If you are having an F session, right?
Funeral session?
No, not like this. Funeral session uh-huh. we're having. This is
a bang.
What I want you to do, I want you to dirty spoon. I know you and Susan must dirty spoon all the time.
Cliff, I got a lot of dirty spoons. So I don't think it involves anything with that.
Here's how you dirty spoon. When you wake up, she just really wants to feel you hard against her thighs. Kendall, she wants to feel your.
Oh, I was like, dirty spoon?
Manhood. Pressed against her in a erotic way.
I get it. It's a dirty spoon.
Dirty spooning, Kendall. Do it tonight.
I'll try that out.
Try it out. Tell us next week how it went.
Cliff, keep a spray bottle filled with ice water next to the bed. And give each other...
keep jumping on you while you're making other, love.
Give each other strategic spritz to extend the encounter. Aim for nerve-packed, thin-skinned areas on each other's body, such as nipples. It's a great way to... And it says, on unrelated notes, also a great way to train your cat or dog not to pee on the rug. Just keeps things exciting, Cliff.
No.
Yeah, it does.
Don't do that. That is ridiculous.
Oh, it's a great way to keep things exciting.
You do that a lot. You just spritz Susan in an erogenous zone with
ice water.
Ice
I love
water.
It. Nothing gets me more excited.
Take this.
Ice, I'm always so hot and fat.
Ice water in your fanny. Here you go. Kendall, I know that you've said this to yourself a lot, that you feel like the 69 position gets called out for being outdated.
Outdated.
It's old school. It's what your parents did. It's who wants to do it.
Please don't ever make me think of my parents doing it.
You know every time you do it from now on, you'll be like, Mom and Dad did this.
Even more reason to have a filled water ice bucket to put on the side of your bed.
What you need to do is straddle so that, Kendall, that your member is right against the mouth of your lover.
My what?
Your lover. And I can, and then the lover can give you the beach from that angle or stick out. You almost set my iPad on fire.
I wasn't even close.
Alan's ashes are right over here, and you almost just burned up my iPad.
They're indestructible.
Anyway, do a different spin on 69.
Okay, 67.
67, 68.
Cliff, feed each other ice cream in the dark.
Do it.
Not being able
take
to
note
see.
Of any nut allergies.
Not being able to see means more spilling, which means
baby.
More licking up the mess. Cliff, you know.
I got a hard manhood over here now. Talking about this ice cream mess.
I was about to say, I knew nothing would make us more excited than ice cream.
I feel terrible. Us both having raging hard-ons and Alan's ashes right here. Kendall, a frequent guest star, a beloved friend.
Oh, well, Alan would have loved it.
He would have. You know, he would have loved. He loved when he got erections from time to time in life. So he would have loved it. Thought it was a celebration. Did you have any... Is that the last F?
I've got another one.
Okay.
All right. Dab a little peppermint oil on you.
Peppermint oil is good in the North Pole, good in your hole.
You can put it on your neck, or you can put it between your breasts. And I say this from
for
all women, because we have breasts.
Our breasts.
Studies have found that the smell of mint has a revitalizing effect. And also, your boobs will smell extra fresh, Cliff.
My boobs have been smelling not so fresh lately.
Especially if you've had a lot of garlic. It'll bring that peppermint oil. I'm hitting my breast right now. That's what's happening.
There was a vampire scare last week. I had a lot of garlic. And it was hung all about my breasts. And now I need some peppermint oil.
You know it's all about the breast. About the breast.
Gross. Kendall, I'm sickened at everything that just occurred.
When I said breast, I was talking about my own, not women's breast, but it works for either.
Oh, bloody, oh, blada, life goes on. La, 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 la,
life goes on.
Kendall, we've got to end this FU segment.
Yeah,
end
it.
F-ing segment.
I'm through with FU, Cliff. I'm sorry, Mr. Snodbottom. We have got to go take these ashes.
I'm holding on to these with dear life. We've got to go empty these ashes. Let's go. Is it thumb lake. It looks like a thumb up there. You just drive it up and it goes straight to the ocean, right?
Yeah, thumb.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Get in the car. Let's go.
All right, come on. All right.
All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. Oh, Kendall, our beloved friend, we're just taking this recording device.
Taking it with us.
Come along. You gotta hear this. This is Alan we're talking about.
But I did think that it would be a more beautiful day out here at Thumb Lake, but it's sort of gloomy.
It's hazy.
I guess it fits our theme or our emotion.
It's sad.
It's sad.
I hope that if I ever have a funeral, then I hope it is.
It's not in your contract.
Gray day like this.
Oh, it's gonna be gray.
It'll be gray.
It'll be gray. So, where should we throw these?
Well, here, let's just get out here. Let's just walk up over to the lake. We'll just walk through this path here. It normally is beautiful. There's a large garbage bag over there today. But normally it's beautiful. We're just going to beautifully insert the ashes into the... this is the lake, which will feed into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And so... this is for Alan. Can you think of something beautiful? We should have thought something really beautiful to say.
We should have thought something really beautiful. Why? We didn't know he was going to die.
We didn't. We had the whole ride over.
This happened out of the blue. But here, I've got his tin right here.
Yeah.
With his ashes. All right. They're a lot louder than I thought they'd
be. Yeah, there he is.
All right, so here, let's just dump these into the water here.
All right, here we go. We're just going to... all right, there's... to our beloved guest star and friend, we will never forget you. You are always with us.
Fly free.
Forever and ever.
Go be on cloud to cloud and save a seat for us. Oh, that was beautiful.
Alan boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen. And down the mountainside, the summer's gone, and all the roses dying. You must go, Alan boy, but come ye back when summer's in the meadow, and when the valley's hushed and white with snow,
white with snow.
For I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow.
Alan boy,
we love you so.
We love you so.
Listening to Cliff and Kindle Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkindle.blogspot.com.